This is the all-new 765businessjournal.com radio show on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. Every Monday from 9 till 9:30 a.m., we'll talk to and about people and organizations trying to lift up Muncie. Economic development, job growth, and building our community up. Read all about it on 765businessjournal.com anytime, free, and on your radio now.
And good morning. Steve Lindell hosting this edition on April the 15th, 2024. The timestamp goes on the broadcast because there's a lot of podcasting going on. People replay these episodes on WMUNMuncie.com, and we want them to know when we were talking live to Trevor Friedeberg right now in our studio to talk about some really, really good news that was released last week. I think it was Thursday, April 11th-ish, something like that. The Ready 2.0 grants were announced. Trevor has been in here before. I think it was at the beginning of the process, sort of, when the application itself went out. Let's start with that, why don't we? The Ready 2.0 grants, the process, just to remind our listeners how all this comes together, how it came together for your group, and then we'll talk about the outcomes, which I assume you're very pleased about. Trevor, good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you, Steve. Thanks for having me. Always nice to be able to sit down and kind of talk about the different things that we've been working on. So kind of going back to just talking about the Ready 2.0 process, because we did run it quite a bit differently than with the first round of Ready. So really going into every single county, making sure that we were hearing their needs, wants, priorities, understanding what those were, and then taking all the feedback that we got, elevating that to the regional level and saying, you know, what are the commonalities that we have here? How can we all collectively be looking at these hurdles that we have? How can we remove these hurdles? What are the things that we all have in common? And then taking those items and actually really starting from the ground up, creating a new regional development plan, which was really the basis for our application for Ready 2.0. So going through that whole process, getting a ton of stakeholder engagement. I mean, when all was said and done, we had over 3,300 people that had participated or provided feedback in the process. We're incredibly happy with that, and that was a huge part of why we were successful in Ready 2.0.
And we're talking about the 765 specifically, but the East Central Indiana District includes not only Delaware, but Blackford, Fayette, Grant, Henry, Jay, Randolph, and Wayne counties. My first question about that just swath of area, how does one person in one group that you obviously are the center of keep track of all that and make it all sense? It sounds far too complicated for a radio guy here.
Yes, you have to be very intentional with how you do that, and understanding that all the counties have maybe different needs and desires, and like I said, understanding what those are and what the commonalities are throughout them. That's the real challenge when you're going through the process. But what we do and how we actually, I call it, you know, service deployment, right? So if you're looking at a business model, how do we deploy our services? We work very closely with the local economic development organizations in each of the counties. Every county has their own local economic development organization, or LEDO, as they're called. We work very closely with them because they're kind of the boots to the ground, the lifeline, so to speak, to what the community priorities are. So we work very closely with them to understand and make sure that we're in full alignment.
In just a moment, we're going to introduce the new host of this program moving forward. Yes, we are. Still with Trevor Friedeberg first, though. Let's talk about the numbers. The number, the totality, was far greater than the version one. Talk about that difference from 1.0 to 2.0, what you did differently, just a broad brushstroke, and then, you know, what happens next?
Yeah, that's a great setup there, Steve. So the results for Ready 2.0, we received a regional allocation of $35 million. Now, in the last round of Ready, we received $15 million. So this is a $20 million increase in our funding for East Central. Of all the awards given, and there were 15 regions that applied, they all received funding. This was by far the greatest increase of any region throughout the entire state. So I'm very, very proud of that work. Of course, the state had indicated that regions could receive up to $75 million, but no region did. $45 million was the maximum award. We received the second highest award that was given last Thursday. And I mean, the top awards, the 45, I mean, these are places like Indianapolis, the Fort Wayne region, South Bend. So we're right behind them. And I'm really happy and I'm really pleased with the progress that we've made here.
Trevor Friedeberg is president and CEO of East Central Indiana Regional Partnership, our guest this morning on the 765businessjournal.com radio show. I'm going to introduce and drop another name here. He will be the new host of this program starting next week. None other than Lethay Pegues, Munsonian business person and just an all-around great individual. Lethay, welcome aboard. We're glad that you're involved.
Thank you, Steve. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
You told me about economic development and business development being a passion of yours personally, huh?
Yeah, well, it's something that I'm just really embedded in anyway, being a business owner here in Muncie, and also just my civic duties and the things that I'm a part of. You know, it's kind of something that I love Muncie in this area, always just wanted to kind of lend my hand to give back. So
as you were listening to Trevor talk in the opening part of the segment here, what sort of question popped into your head as the future host of this show?
Yeah, well, first of all, congratulations on the $35 million. That's a significant increase. I'm just kind of interested in knowing, with the eight counties that are involved, how do you go about dispersing the $35 million between those eight counties?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the great news is that we actually have a pipeline of projects already, and the process that we've gone through was really our starting point was, you know, receiving a project, just kind of a general call for projects, but then listening to local stakeholders, local elected officials, what are their priorities? What are the top things that we want to put forward and say that this is the best impact project that we're going to have? Again, yes, sometimes it's difficult when you're dealing with eight counties, but when you have commonalities and you can make sure that you're aligning the different priorities and goals that they have, and also, of course, working closely with the state and our friends at the IEDC, making sure that we're identifying the highest impact projects, but also things that align with their strategies and the growth strategies of the region as well. So really, all that is to say we have a lot of work ahead of us as far as that is concerned. We want to be very deliberative and intentional on where we are deploying the dollars, because we know that our rural areas definitely are sometimes underserved or underinvested in. So we want to make sure that we're spreading out the dollars as much as we can, but making sure we're having that same catalytic regional growth at the same time.
We're going to ask about the steps next in the process coming in just a moment. Will the public be involved? Will there be any comments? Will there be any ideas shared? And also, when do the shovels go into the ground, as it were? Curious about all those items and a lot more with Trevor Friedeberg, our guest this morning, and our new host, Lethay Pegues, riding alongside. This is the 765businessjournal.com radio show on WMUN.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and take. Small town, big goals. great families. The town of Yorktown is more walkable than ever, with trails connecting most of the neighborhoods throughout the area to play, relax, shop, and dine. They pride themselves in being a family town, with many spaces for families to gather, be active, and enjoy the community with their neighbors. It's more than a town, it's an experience, and they hope families will make this their forever home. This is Yorktown, this is your town.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or walking is more your speed, pain shouldn't slow you down. At IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can get the care you need to stay active. They expertly treat problems with bones, joints, muscles, sports injuries, and more. And they're right here in Muncie. It's the highest level of skill and convenience. That will keep you going. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
That's the sigh of relief the Mitts bus makes after safely transporting the community on one of its 17 routes. With so many routes all across Muncie, how are you supposed to know which bus to catch? Simple. Download the Mitts bus app and track times and departures for your next trip across town. Also, did you know Mitts lets students and veterans ride for free? One last thing, with Mitts, you never have to worry about parking. So need a lift? Ride Mitts bus.
Attention all high school students. Ivy Tech Muncie Henry County is here to help you explore your future. Whether you are ready to go to college or you want to move into the workforce, Ivy Tech can help. Our concierge service makes it easy. Reach out today at muncie-ask-c3po@ivytech.edu to learn more. Ivy Tech, you belong here.
Have you heard about YMCA 360? YMCA 360 is your on-demand video platform with offerings such as group exercise classes, youth sports training, well-being classes, and more.
Now offered for YMCA of Muncie members. Three locations, 24/7 access at their Yorktown location, and now Y360. For more information on the YMCA of Muncie, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448 today. The Y for a better us.
At Minnetrista Museum and Gardens, there's something different to experience every time you visit. Minnetrista maintains a spacious 40-acre campus, which is open to the public and includes beautiful gardens, their nature area, a modern museum facility, historic homes, children's play area, and a portion of the White River Greenway. Throughout the year, their roster of educational programs, engaging workshops, community events, and interactive exhibits are constantly rotating and changing. To find out more, visit Minnetrista.net.
Send us your good business news tips. WMUN@woofboom.com. Now, back to the all-new 765 BusinessJournal.com radio show on WMUN, the talk of Muncie.
Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN. It's April the 15th. We're talking about the Ready 2.0 grant that was just awarded to East Central Indiana. Our guest is Trevor Friedeberg, president and CEO of East Central Indiana Regional Partnership. So of this $35 million, the list of projects that you gave to the state and everything, how does that project list now get dealt with, and what are the next steps in the process?
Yeah, great question. So in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be meeting with our friends at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. They're going to be sharing feedback on the plan because, of course, all the regions we went through this process, we submitted our plan and our application. And we haven't really heard anything until we got the award announcement last week. So we're going to be sitting down with them, getting feedback, making sure that we're best aligning with what their goals, priorities, key performance indicators are, and having them really sit down and be stronger partners with us. That's really their intention in this process, so that we can get a little bit more direction on what are the top impact projects. What are the things that they're looking for? Is it more leaning into housing, or, you know, support for families or childcare and things like that? So once we have a little bit more direction there, we'll take a look at our list of projects. And if there's any projects that have updates or things like that, we'll make sure that we're reaching out to the project leads to get all the information that we can on the projects. Also looking and seeing if there's maybe some additional projects that are super high impact that maybe we weren't aware of it last fall when we were going through this process initially. But there's going to have to be a little bit of, you know, give and take when we're going through the process, as there was in Ready One, making sure that we're supporting projects to an appropriate level, making sure we can induce the funding and get those off the ground.
Looking at your press release here, the regional development plan projected to have the following outcomes by 2031. One of those is to stabilize the population, attracting people to the region. A lot of this has to do with housing, as you mentioned, and also education components as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So one of the main components and one of the things that the state was really looking for is population growth. So in our case, in East Central Indiana, we're actually not projecting population growth at this point. So we were actually shooting and being ambitious by saying we're going to get to baseline. We're going to get to net zero population in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years with this plan. And that was something that at the state, of course, the regions that maybe received the, you know, full $45 million, they had maybe single or even double digit population projections. So this is something that we really need to focus on. And we're very confident that the priorities and goals that we've set forth will help us get to that point.
Is there a deadline by which you need to spend the $35 million, or how does that work to your knowledge?
Yeah, that's a really good question, too. So there hasn't been a specific drop-dead deadline. The state generally is looking for shovel-ready projects, so things that can, you know, go fast, have the impact that helps with their ROI when they're looking at the investment from the program from the state's perspective. With Ready One, there was a hard deadline of 2026 to have all the funds deployed, just because that was a federal program. But this is with state dollars, so there hasn't been a specific date that's given quite yet.
Is there any idea whether or not there will be a Ready 3.0? Do they know? Have they talked about that possibility moving forward?
We're sure hoping for it.
Yeah.
This really is an incredible program, and I do have to commend Governor Holcomb, Secretary Rosenberg for continuing the momentum on this program, having a second round of Ready. What this does for regions and catalyzing regional economic development is incredible, and there is going to be a new governor. I don't think there's any surprises there, but we're sincerely hoping that programs like this or something very similar will continue into the future.
Does your group have any contact with any of those that are running for governor? Is there any sort of advocating for or not? You know, I'm just curious how that might work.
Yeah, not necessarily. We of course, you know, we don't endorse any, you know, public officials or anything like that. Being a nonprofit, but yeah. I think that some of the candidates have come out with some interest in this program or something similar to it, continuing it.
All right. Well, again, as Lathay mentioned, congratulations on the incredible increase from year one to year two of the Ready grants. Lathay, any final thoughts before we wrap up today's segment?
No. It's a pleasure to meet you and. Again, congratulations on all the hard work you guys put in.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it wasn't just our group. It was the entire region, all the stakeholders that were involved. I mean, this was a huge collaborative effort. So thanks go out to everyone who participated.
Got about a minute left. If you could, Trevor, as we end the segment, your organization, the not-for-profit itself, is about what and by whom?
Yeah, so the East Central Indiana Regional Partnership, or I just call it the partnership, but okay. That could mean a lot of things depending on the day. But we're generally a 9-county region, so we market the region as a great place to live, work, and play, focusing on aspects of quality life, place, opportunity. We work very closely with our local economic development groups, understanding the needs of each county. But then we also work very closely with our state agencies, such as the IEDC, if and when programs like Ready, Ready 1.0, Ready 2.0 are available, so that we can capitalize on those and continue to catalyze regional growth.
Well, thank you for your good work for us. It is super hyper critical, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Trevor Friedeberg, Lethay Pegues, new host of the program beginning next week. Lethay, always good to see you too.
You too, Steve.
That'll do it for the radio program. Remember, the web entity is always there of the same name, 765businessjournal.com. Editor-in-chief Mike Rhodes of that publication, always looking for tips and questions about economic growth and development. You can email those to wmun@woofboom.com. WMUN@woofboom.com. For Emily Guffey, our producer, thanks for joining us again next week, 9 to 9:30 a.m. on the new WMUN.
Small town, big goals, great families. The town of Yorktown is more walkable than ever, with trails connecting most of the neighborhoods throughout the area to play, relax, shop, and dine. They pride themselves in being a family town, with many spaces for families to gather, be active, and enjoy the community with their neighbors. It's more than a town, it's an experience, and they hope families will make this their forever home. This is Yorktown. This is your town.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or walking is more your speed, pain shouldn't slow you down. At IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can get the care you need to stay active. They expertly treat problems with bones, joints, muscles, sports injuries, and more. And they're right here in Muncie. It's the highest level of skill and convenience. That will keep you going. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
Attention all high school students. Ivy Tech Muncie Henry County is here to help you explore your future. Whether you are ready to go to college or you want to move into the workforce, Ivy Tech can help. Our concierge service makes it easy. Reach out today at muncie-askc3po@ivytech.edu to learn more. Ivy Tech, you belong here.
That's the sigh of relief the MITS bus makes after safely transporting the community on one of its 17 routes. With so many routes all across Muncie, how are you supposed to know which bus to catch? Simple. Download the MITS bus app and track times and departures for your next trip across town. Also, did you know MITS lets students and veterans ride for free? One last thing, with MITS, you never have to worry about parking. So need a lift? Ride MITS bus.
Have you heard about YMCA 360? YMCA 360 is your on-demand video platform with offerings such as group exercise classes, youth sports training, well-being classes, and more.
Now offered for YMCA of Muncie members. Three locations, 24/7 access at their Yorktown location, and now Y360. For more information on the YMCA of Muncie, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448 today. The Y for a better us.
At Minnetrista Museum and Gardens, there's something different to experience every time you visit. Minnetrista maintains a spacious 40-acre campus, which is open to the public and includes beautiful gardens, their nature area, a modern museum facility, historic homes, children's play areas, and a portion of the White River Greenway. Throughout the year, their roster of educational programs, engaging workshops, community events, and interactive exhibits are constantly rotating and changing. To find out more, visit Minnetrista.net.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find?
Mancino's. Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Behold the grandeur of WMUN's Quest for the Best, presented by Magna. Nominate and rally behind your cherished businesses at Muncie'sQuestForTheBest.com. Whether it's a treasured pet groomer, a favored barber, or a boutique of distinction, nominate them without delay until Wednesday, April 24th at Muncie'sQuestForTheBest.com. Presented by Magna and the Talk of Muncie, WMUN. The all-new 765BusinessJournal.com radio show on WMUN, the Talk of Muncie. Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. Every Monday from 9 till 9:30 a.m., we'll talk to and about people and organizations trying to lift up Muncie, economic development, job growth, and building our community up. Read all about it on 765businessjournal.com anytime, free. Using our voice to build our business community, this is the all-new 765businessjournal.com radio show on WMUN, the talk of Muncie.